This is UNC Bears football on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Blake Olson.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the campus of the University of Northern Colorado at Nottingham Field. I am Blake Olson, along with Matt Gaeter, who was on the sidelines last season and is now the new color commentary voice for us. And Matt, this is spring football and the Blue Gold Showcase brought to you by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. And first of all, welcome to the booth, and I'm excited about this. How about you?
Yeah, I'm super, super excited for it. Really looking forward to it. Got my experience kind of last year down there on the sidelines. Get to step up into the booth this year. Should be a good year for us.
Matt, you played offensive line for the Bears. What was that, 30 for 30 years, or was it for 6 or 7?
You know, it felt like 30 years, definitely. But it was 4 years for the Bears, 7 years total, college football. So got my experience under me for sure.
Went to high school at Chatfield High School. Correct?
And correct.
Then you went to prep school after that, is
yeah,
that
went,
right?
Yeah, went to the prep school at the Air Force Academy and then had my freshman and sophomore years there and then transferred up here to Greeley.
Well, that shows you how smart you are. You went to the AFA prep school, and then those credits probably don't transfer over because they're so specialized, right?
Yep, they did not. A lot of those did not transfer over. Kind of got to start over a little bit once I got here. That's all right, though.
Matt, you probably played every position, center, guard, tackle.
Yeah, when I moved, started at defensive line, and then when I moved over, started at tackle, then kind of they moved me in towards guard, and then I noticed that I felt like I could learn center and do really good with that, just knowledge-based, and learn that, and that's where I played the most, was at center.
Well, it's exciting to have you up here, Matt, once again, and you are listening to UNC Bears football on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. This is the spring scrimmage, the Blue Gold Spring Showcase here at Nottingham Field. And by the way, you have plenty of time to get over here. If you're in Greeley, Northern Colorado area, if you're, I don't know, 30 minutes out, they probably won't be scrimmaging for another 30 minutes. It'll look like practice for the first 30, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard for the most part. I think they're going to come out right after they finish these stretches they're doing right now. Going to have maybe one quick drive just to start things off, get the fans into it, get the bodies warmed up, and then they're going to break up for the next 20, 25 minutes, have some individual. It's going to look like practice for the first 20-ish minutes, get everyone ready, and then I think we're going to have a good 60-minute, maybe a little bit more scrimmage after that.
They've been practicing for a month, and obviously Ed Lamb is the new head coach. If you've been following UNC Bears football, takes over for Ed McCaffrey. And, you know, this is a guy that comes in with plenty of success at Southern Utah and then BYU, the assistant head coach there. And for the most part, a lot of people will tell you that for the most part, he kind of ran the program at BYU. So it's exciting for him to be out here in this scrimmage spring football game, and exciting for all these players trying to make a name for themselves, trying to move up in the depth chart, and then get ready for the fall camp coming up in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Ed Lamb, a huge hire for UNC football. Like you mentioned, won a Big Sky championship with Southern Utah, then stepped up to BYU, was special teams coordinator, associate head coach. Like you mentioned, kind of ran the team there, maybe not the name that was running the team, but did a lot for that BYU team and wanted to get back into head coaching. So Darren Dunn, athletics director here at UNC, able to land him, and I think it's going to be a big hire here for UNC. Should be good these next few years.
We'll be talking about him, of course, and his coaching staff. For the most part, all new coaches, with exception of good friend of yours, Eddie Gonzalez, who remains in the building, kind of running the logistics of the football department.
Yeah, he played on the defensive line here for 7 years. Also did 7 years of college football like myself. Last year stepped in as the defensive line coach, got his experience there, and then with the old staff departing and new staff coming in, stepped into the role of director of football operations as well as chief of staff of this football staff. So he's been doing a great job in that role.
Now in this game today, you know, there are opportunities for some programs to have two separate teams. Two offenses, two defenses. But UNC right now, whether it be for injury, rehabilitation purposes, or not taking the risk. They just don't have the numbers to do that. So today it's going to be offense versus defense, and this is a thrill. I mean, this is exciting, especially for the defensive players, because they want to see if they can score more points than the offense, and we're going to talk about that, how you do score points on defense. You can kind of break that down.
Yeah, no, and kind of like want to talk about a little bit what you mentioned. Sometimes teams do break it up. You get offense on both teams, defense on both teams. Just don't really have the numbers in the spring here to do that at UNC. We saw them try to do it a couple years ago. It was tough. The O-line had to play on both teams, so it's just kind of hard to do that. So they are breaking it up. Offense, Team Blue. Defense is going to be Team White. Do have a lot of opportunities for the defense to score here. It looks like we're going to get started, though, so I can let you start announcing as we got the quick first drive.
Here's Jacob Sermon. Hands off right up the middle to a running back who's going to try to make a name for himself. And right now, that number, I don't have it on there because Jordan Davis is 32, and that looked like 32. But Sermon, they're going to run the two-minute drill here. Sermon back in the pocket and dumps it off once again. I'm not sure if that's Darius Stewart.
I was going to say, I think that is Darius Stewart. Looks like he's wearing 39. We don't have that number on our rosters right now, but that looks like Darius Stewart's body out there to me.
I don't think there's a number zero in this particular uniform style, which they did not wear at all last season at home. They wore the new jerseys, and Stewart wore number zero. So this is a 39, and you know what? I happen to like that a little better than zero, tell you the truth. Don't tell anyone I said that. Back to pass, dumping it off, and then upfield, looks like Fisher Clements is wearing number 42 today.
Yeah, no one's in their actual jersey number. It's going to make it hard for us here today, but Fisher Clements with a short little dump-off pass, gain of 8 yards.
Well, we have the rosters, and luckily, you know their body types and how they run. So Stewart is set up right next to Sermon. Sermon takes the snap in the two-minute drill out of the pocket, dumps it off to Ty Arrington, who's knocked out of bounds on the far sideline at about the 25-yard line. So they're getting a good feel of the two-minute drill here with the offense. They're going to set up a field goal from the 16-yard line, a 26-yard attempt for Hunter Green, who's kicking the ball very well in spring practice. It looks like he has gained some confidence.
Yeah, and I think he's really had, like you mentioned, a good chance to gain some confidence, being really the only kicker on the roster right now. So they're kind of having to rely on him, and I think that's been good for him, yep, getting a lot of these reps and important reps at that.
Devin Bale heads to Arkansas.
Correct.
I mean, he may have been the most valuable player last year during a few games. Kuykendall in at quarterback right now, hits the slant to Christian Arrington. They move the chains here. Now Kuykendall in the shotgun, near hash, spins, turns, gets out of the pocket, dumps it off. Caden Meese from Legend High School with the reception on the left side. I believe Osborne goes down on defense. If he truly is wearing number 27 today on the defense, he's a guy that we'll look at closely during the fall camp. A little bootleg here. Kuykendall dumps it off, and then getting upfield is Fisher Clemens, and they call the ball dead at the 40-yard line and make it the 39-and-a-half-yard line of the defense from UNC. Now Kuykendall in the shotgun, near hash, two receivers to the left, two to the right. Caden Meese right up the middle and picks up about 5 yards.
You know, and right now they're just going really, they're going thud tempo, no tackling right now, but right, just going as quick as they can, really bumping the tempo a lot here.
Meese, a guy who's trying to work his way up the depth chart at running back, going deep and then overthrows Noah Ford. Kuykendall, Shea Kuykendall is a really hard worker in his first year last year as a true freshman, as he gets some advice from Jacob Sermon here. Just a joy to have on the team. I really like him as a quarterback. Hunter Green's field goal looked like a 25-yarder. I didn't check where they spotted
it. Yeah, they were at the 15, about a 25-yarder. Two quick field goals here to start out, just really trying to move the tempo here early, and I think that's all we're going to see here to start.
Sure.
For this scrimmage, it's going to break up into the practice now.
So this is a good opportunity for fans and parents, family, football fans in general, to see basically how a Division I football practice operates.
Yeah, no, and they're going to be putting on a show here for the fans today.
Yeah, and that's what's fun when they break up here and the individual, sometimes you can see things that you wouldn't see in the team aspect. Now, obviously, it all matters what happens on game day, but these individual drills, it's pretty cool if you're following one or two players to see them develop over a season if you're watching individual drills. And you could see, you know, just fundamentals. It's repetition, working on it over and over and over, trying to become the best football player you can become.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I love getting out there early, watching practices, watching pregame warm-ups, because when you're watching a game, you kind of know what you can expect, what you can see from each position group. But I like watching what they're going to be practicing and how that practice is going to apply to the game and what they're going to be doing out there on the field during the game environment.
You are listening to UNC Football. The UNC Spring Game is presented by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. Mark is a huge supporter of UNC Athletics, and he's all about making this community great, one policy at a time. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700, and we are going to take a short break and come back with the spring game here. It's basically practice right now before we see a scrimmage coming up in about 15 minutes. Matt and I will return, so stay with us on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Nottingham Field on the campus of the University of Northern Colorado. It's UNC Bears football, the Blue Gold Spring Showcase here. Blake Olson along with former Bear Matt Gaider, and we'll be bringing you all the action coming up this fall, and it should be an exciting season ahead as the Bears try to turn it around under new head coach Ed Lamb. And we're going to take a look at his assistants and his staff right now as the Bears continue to practice here at Nottingham Field before they scrimmage. You have plenty of time to come over here. Come on over to Nottingham Field on the campus of UNC and enjoy this day. I know it's a little chilly. It's probably, what, 45 degrees outside?
Yeah, about
overcast,
45.
45, but it feels really good. No rain, no snow, so come on out. It's going to be a great day. Bring the family. Enjoy. I think we have some tailgaters out here, and there's
that
some food and fun out here, and you can enjoy the new look.
Yeah, and you know, it's a very calm 45.
Yeah, that.
Not too windy. It is not that bad out here at all. Perfect weather for a spring game.
Excellent point, Matt, because when I got here this morning, I looked at the goalposts, and I didn't see the flags being blown at all.
That's always a good sign.
They're just hanging there, and they look great. So Coach Ed Lamb, Blair Peterson is his choice for offensive coordinator, a guy he knows very well. But I've really enjoyed listening to him coach the past 4 weeks.
Yeah, now getting a chance to watch him throughout spring practice and seeing him working with the quarterbacks, I really think he's going to be a good offensive coordinator here for the Bears.
The defensive coordinator is Preston Hadley, and he brings plenty of fire and excitement every day to practice, and I'm sure it's refreshing to some of his players or all of his players.
Yeah, no, he comes out with a lot of energy to all of these practices, and if it's one of those days where the kids aren't up and ready to practice, he's going to come out and bring in that juice.
Justin Walterscheid, plenty of experience in coaching and in football. I believe his father was a coach for the Chicago Bears, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's a really nice feature in the Greeley Tribune about him. And Mike Smith, the head coach, running backs, his very first practice, you may have seen it. Man, he was bundled up because I'm sure he was thinking, wait a minute, I'm going from Utah to Colorado, and there's not obviously a big change as far as the weather goes. Bundled up, they had the snow shovels out, and they cleared the practice field. And they made it work, and he was out there having some fun.
Yeah, no, and I think kind of talking about what you just mentioned, that was great to see that very first practice of spring ball for the Bears. It was a snowy day. A lot of people, I think, were expecting, they're just going to cancel practice today. No, they got the entire Bears coaching staff out there, as well as some of the faculty and staff, started shoveling the field, get it ready for practice later that afternoon.
Spencer Patterson has a lot of work ahead of him as the offensive line coach, but he seems like a very optimistic and positive guy.
Yeah, no, and I've had a lot of chance to talk to him, especially being a former O-lineman. A lot of these guys are my former teammates out there. And I think he's got a good group to work with, just kind of battling through some injuries right now. That seems always how it seems to be for the O-line in spring ball, but I think he's going to get him in the right position.
Micah Simon is the receivers coach, and one thing he can do, I know he can coach, but he can also dance as well. I mean, it looks like they get into little competitions with some of his receivers, and he's one of those fiery guys also, and they're having fun. I mean, they're having a ball trying to get to know these new student-athletes, and they're creating some type of chemistry out there.
Yeah, and for Coach Simon, played at BYU under Coach Lamb, and then was just most recently at Syracuse as an offensive analyst where he worked with the quarterbacks and receivers, and now getting a chance to step in, be the primary receivers coach. I think he's going to do a great job here.
Nick Nissen is the tight ends coach, and James Pazak is the linebackers coach. And I'm sure he was happy to see a guy like Tama Tuatelli on his roster when he first stepped foot here at UNC, along with, well, David Hogue. I guess you could consider him a linebacker, if not a defensive end. But, I think that a coach like him will look at this roster and see what he has, and he knows that these guys have a lot of room to grow, and that's encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of room for growth in both of those positions, and I think we should see both of those coaches having a good year and a lot of success here.
Aaron,
at UNC.
Aaron Fernandez is the defensive line coach. DJ Williams, the corners. And that kind of rounds it out for the UNC Bears. I may have forgotten one or two here. But Brandon Gamble returns, helping out operations assistant, and Joe Coltzo, and it may be Coltzow, actually. But Joe's done a great job with helping out this football program over the past 3 or 4 years. So it's exciting, you know, for these guys and the new faces and the new experience for everyone involved. And Coach Lamb is a guy who cares about the community, cares about the school, and he's been there, done that at the FCS level.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And he kind of mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, did great with Southern Utah, stepped up into the FBS world. Now he's back at the FCS level, getting kind of back used to that. But I think we're going to see him do a great job with this program up here in Greeley.
Okay, let's talk about this, Matt. Today it's offense versus defense. And sometimes the defense is like, well, this isn't fair. We don't get to score points, you know, unless we pick it off, pick six or whatever, scoop and score. But there are going to be some incentives and opportunities to score even more points if you're on the defense today.
Yeah, and so we've got to have a nice little chart here for us, made for me by Director of Operations Eddie Gonzalez, for what they're going to be looking at their defensive scoring.
Nice job,
Coach.
In this
great game here today. Anytime a defensive touchdown, it's just going to be an automatic 7 points. Don't even think they're going to kick the extra point on that. It's just going to be 7 points. Defensive takeaway, which includes any fourth down stops or a missed field goal, is going to be 5 points. And then if they're able to force a punt, that's going to be 3 points. So a lot of chances here for the defense to score.
No question. All right, Jacob Sermon throwing downfield and complete to Ty Arrington. And the fans like that, and he acknowledges it to the fans up here in the West stands. Beautiful ball from Sermon to Ty Arrington.
Yeah, that was a great ball there from Sermon. And right now got a little bit of 7-on-7 going here, some one-on-ones between the O and D line.
And this is where it gets really competitive in practice as Kuykendall boots it to the right, fires, and then tripped up, can't make the catch for the offense of the Bears is Steve Gartman from Pomona High School, a freshman, 5'10", 160 pounds. Third quarterback in right now for the Bears is Costelli. Costelli in the pocket, fires, and complete to Fisher Clements. And the only reason I know that, I believe he likes wearing the hoodie. And it is Fisher who made that catch. And Makai Johnson, who's had a really good spring a defensive back, does a nice job in coverage, but Fisher makes the catch.
Yeah, I think Mekhi's going to have he's going to be one of the up-and-comers in that defensive backs room for the Bears in this upcoming fall. Looking for him to have a good year.
Sermon in the pocket, takes the snap from the near hash mark, looks to his right, and fires again, a beautiful ball. And if you don't watch practice or you can't watch practice, this is a great opportunity to get over here before the scrimmage starts in about, 12 minutes here at Nottingham Field. Blake Haggerty with the reception, really good athlete, a redshirt freshman. I guess he would be a redshirt freshman, but maybe he's a sophomore now. On the roster.
Is a redshirt freshman.
Okay, that's good. This guy has a lot of potential. Castle View High School, Castle Rock, Colorado, strong. You could tell all these guys have gained 10, 15 pounds of muscle and kept their speed.
Yeah, and I think to that you have to give a lot of credit to Coach Hill and the rest of the strength staff here at UNC, working in the new Empower Center, really getting these guys right in the weight room and nutritionally.
Beautiful look. Costelli over the middle hits Haggerty in an open space. And the defense, wide open area here against these receivers, trying to improve. And as, we lose two receivers, you would think you could call them one and two from last season to graduation or the transfer portal.
Yep.
But I think these young receivers – have an opportunity to have a lot of success coming up this season.
Yeah, and obviously with those two, you're talking about Travis Graham graduating, just had his pro day here at UNC a few weeks ago, and then Cassidy
right.
Woods entering the transfer portal. There's another notable name not here at the spring game. We'll be returning in the fall for the Bears. That's Zane Sinicola. Still
right.
on the football team.
Still here.
But also this spring joined the baseball team. So right now currently playing a baseball game in Western Illinois. Or against Western Illinois.
So cool. Love seeing that. Even in college, multi-sport athletes, that's what it's all about. Complete over the middle to Jamari Robinson, a new face here in the program. 6'3", 197, a junior from New Rochelle, New York, Monroe College.
Yeah, and he's been having a really good spring. It was a couple weeks ago, I think, I saw him make a toe-tap catch in the corner of an end zone. As soon as the ball was thrown, I thought, no way, he's not going to be able to come down with that one. And it just fell gracefully into his arms from Sermon. It was a great throw, great catch between those two.
Costello spins, rolls out to the left, fires an incomplete to Darius Stewart at about the 45-yard line. And, hey, we're having a ball here. Hope you're enjoying listening to us here, UNC Football. The UNC Spring Game, presented by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. Mark is a huge supporter of UNC Athletics, and he's all about making this community great, one policy at a time. You can call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Once again, you have plenty of time to get here to watch the scrimmage coming up in about 10 minutes at Nottingham Field between the offense and the defense. There will be some of the starters not on the field this afternoon, but we're going to see plenty of fire out there and passion during this spring game here in Greeley. You're listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Blake Olson along with Matt Gator. And we'll come back with more coverage of the spring game after this. Stay with us. Welcome back to Nottingham Field Blue Gold Spring Showcase. Jacob Sermon in the shotgun. Little play action. Rolls to his right from the far hash and complete to his tight end from Pagosa Springs. I believe that was Mitchell Lewis on that far sideline. Catches the pass and then knocked it down for a 9-yard gain. And we are underway.
Yeah, just a short little out route there from Lewis. Able to pick up, 8, 9 yards. Looks like 9 yards right off the pop.
He's a good-looking tight end. I mean, that room is loaded, really is, and we're going to talk about them in just a few minutes. Sermon now on second and one. in the shotgun. Stewart behind him. Little play action. Spins. Now in the pocket. Sermon looking. And then we'll throw that away on second and one. And a third and one coming up for the Bears defense trying to get him out three and out.
Yeah, and I think that was a good job there by Sermon. Just throwing that one away. Saw the pressure coming in his face. Good job there by Vincent King applying the pressure. And that's really something to watch for this spring and this upcoming year from Sermon. Is a lot of the times he's a playmaker. He'll hold on to the ball too long. Sometimes that's good for UNC, but a lot of the times, too, it can cause problems, potentially offensively.
He definitely is one of those off-schedule-type quarterbacks.
Yep.
And, you know, it could be a good thing and a bad thing.
Yep, and I know Coach Peterson's trying to rein that in a little bit, but a lot of times, got to let your quarterback play ball.
Third and one, Sermon in the shotgun. Play action to Stewart and then dumps it off to Fisher Clements on the left side. And the big man who's 6'7", looks like he's gained 10 pounds, gets the first down. Cam Murray comes over and helps make the tackle.
Yeah, and as you kind of mentioned earlier, I think this tight ends room definitely going to be one of the strengths for this offense here.
It's really impressive when you see it. You lose a guy like Gallup, one of the tight ends, to graduation. He was a really good player as well, but man, these tight ends are in good shape. It looks like Sermon now from the near hash, hand off to Stewart, tries to get upfield, and Vincent King is there to make the tackle.
Yeah, and Vincent King did a great job there, just playing at the right defensive end position, just got inside of the block from left tackle Austin Lawrence, able to get inside that reach block, make the play, tripping up Stewart by his legs.
Defense, plenty of incentives here to earn some extra points, a forced punt. 3 points, including a fourth down stop and a missed field goal. They'll get 5 points for that, along with the defensive takeaway. Now second and 10 for Sermon from the near hash. Looks to his right after he takes the snap. He fires. Getting upfield is Haggerty up to the 45-yard line. And nice little pitch and catch on the far side of the field.
Yeah, that was great protection there from the O-line. Just had a nice little 5-0 call, it looked like, by the redshirt sophomore starting center, Wilson Clark. Had five guys up on the line from the defensive line. Just went one for one on all of them. Good protection there.
Wanchi Amatawani was at nose tackle, and now I think Joe Brown is in there. I'm not certain. At nose tackle for the Bears on defense. Third down and about four. Here's Sermon, takes the snap from the far hash and dumps it off to Stewart. Left side, and he gets the first down after the catch. And a good effort, knocked out of bounds by, I believe, Johnson was there, or Tyzell.
And, you know, I thought he had the first down, too. Does look like they're going to mark him about a yard short, though.
Oh, he's short.
We're going to see a fourth and one situation right here. Chance for the defense to pick up some points here. Again, 5 points if they can get the stop here for the defense.
Blue Gold Spring Showcase. It is the Bears offense versus the Bears defense. They're wearing the jerseys that they wore on offense 2 years ago. They're not wearing their new jerseys that they sported in 2022. Sermon in the shotgun pistol formation. Stewart behind him in motion is Haggerty. Handoff right up the middle. And Stewart's short of the first down, it looks like. Gets to about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he's going to be marked short. He made a great move on the first guy, getting back there quickly, but then that defensive line just got in there, bunched it up. It was Solomon Wakis and Jax Brown there on the inside of the defensive line for the Bears.
Yeah, big play for Solomon. He's been working hard, trying to get his opportunity, and gets in on it on that play. And Sermon thinks it's a first down, but it's not going to work out for him. The officials say defense, and a big win for the defense. And they get 5 points on the board. So a defensive takeaway, I guess. They're giving them 5 points. How does that work?
Yeah, so they're calling that a defensive takeaway, which is any fourth down stop,
missed
goal, interception, fumble recovery.
Perfect.
Anything where the defense is kind of forcing a turnover or something along those lines. So now I think we're going to see the number two offense come out here against our number two defense. Obviously, still spraying early on and really don't have a set ones and twos yet. But
sure. And Ed Lamb walking out of the middle of the field at about the 40-yard line of the offense. They'll be heading north to south here, and he's going to line up behind them so he can take a look at them from behind. Shea Kuykendall is the quarterback in pistol formation, and Meese behind him near hash. Play action, then boots out and fires short. Good coverage. And nice job by the defense, Jacob Stanton out there in the coverage of one of the tight ends, I believe.
Kuykendall just had to throw that one away as Kanaan Turnbull was just left unblocked, came right off the line, and as soon as Kuykendall went to roll out, he was in his face, so no chance of a play there by him.
Turnbull, a star from Loveland, a transfer from the University of Colorado a year and a half ago. 58 minutes on the clock here in the spring game. Kuykendall takes the snap, fires on the slant, and broken up, incomplete. Nice defensive play by the Bears, and Tremel Harrell, the 5'10", 182-pound redshirt junior from Baton Rouge.
And, you know, it looked like that throw was a little bit behind Christian Arrington, too, there from Kuykendall. I'd like to get that a little bit more in front of him, lead the receiver just a little bit more, give him a chance to make the play there. And now the Bears are behind the sticks here, 3rd and 10.
Arrington, the younger brother of Ty Arrington, one of the star receivers in this offense. Weigard, the freshman, will be split out to the left with Christian inside him from the near hash. Kuykendall, pistol formation. And a whistle here as Lamb will go up and talk to quarterback Kuykendall.
I think they might be calling that a false start. Couldn't quite see what it was on or who it was on, but going to be 3rd and 15 now here for the offense.
3rd and 15. This defense wants to make a big play here. Offense trying to get out of this. Caden Meese resets to the left. Here's the snap to Kuykendall. Steps back and then dumps it off to Norah Ford along the left side and then gets out of bound, knocked out of bound by Osborne. And it gets picks up about 10 yards on that play on the far sideline.
And, you know, I have to give some credit, too, to the going to be redshirt freshman Christian Arrington. Had a great downfield block there. Allowed Noah Ford to kind of get around the edge there. Picked up a few more yards. Going to be a 4th and manageable now here.
He was dragging west to east, and Kuykendall did a good job finding him. And as you mentioned, nice block by Arrington. Downfield, 3 receivers to the right. Left hash, Kuykendall with Meese behind him. Pistol formation. Now Meese resets, takes the snap. Kuykendall gets the pressure and then throws it away. Now, you can't sack the quarterback in this game, but I think he would have been down on that one.
I think he likely would have been down, but with the coaches have the whistle on that one, not blowing it dead, but an incomplete pass as there was no one in the area. So that's going to be another 5 points there for the defense up here early in this one, 10 to nothing.
Nice job by the defense, and Stanton, I believe, was in there quickly. A guy who was really dependable last year. They needed him last season. Guys were going down left and right. The transfer from CSU is a real solid, steady player.
Yeah, no, he had a great year last year and kind of looking forward to be doing the same thing here this year.
Yep.
I think we're going to get the typical one and one offense, one defense back out there, say in quotation marks.
So the clock says 55 minutes. You have plenty of time to come out here to Nottingham Field on the campus of the University of Northern Colorado. You're listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, UNC Bears football. Northern Colorado Bears football, the Blue and Gold Spring Showcase. Blake Olson with you, along with Matt Gator. And we'll see what happens here with Jacob Sermon from the far hash on 1st and 10. We'll run a few plays before we take a quick break. And Sermon takes the snap and then pitches it out to Robertson around the left side at the 45-yard line. There's a flag on the field and then knocked out of bounds at about the 50-yard line.
And I think they're going to call that holding, I think, on the left tackle, Austin Lawrence. If that is the call, don't agree with it. Obviously, I'm never going to agree with any holding calls, but I think this one's going to be moved back here after a good first-yard gain.
This offensive line had to go through so much last season. Guys having to step up, move over, shift positions. Bernard was injured maybe 4 or 5 games, I think. But there are a lot of questions that need to be answered here coming up, but I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, a lot of injuries to the offensive line last year. Ethan Kramer got injured in the first or second game last year, missed the remainder of the season. Now, obviously, no longer with UNC, made the transfer to NAU, but a lot of missing pieces last year, for sure.
Sermon now, first and long. In the pocket, dumps it off to Robertson. And at the 40-yard line, he breaks the tackle and it gets up to the 45-yard line. It'll bring up a second down and about 7 yards to go.
And that was a huge play there for the Bears offense. They were kind of way behind the sticks, had first and 20, able to pick up 13 yards there on first down now to make it a more manageable second and 7. I kind of want to talk about this offensive line here for a little bit.
You bet.
Brady Odom, really the only returning starter on this offensive line unit for the Bears after a couple transfers, Glenn graduating, and just some people kind of moving on from football. So we're going to see how they can rebuild here this year.
Sermon on second down now. Arrington in motion. Handoff to Robertson right up the gut and wrapped up and hit hard by three Bears. Nice job by the defense getting there to make the tackle was Elias Rantisi. Another guy, it's great to see him back.
Yeah, no, it's good seeing him out there. Good play there by him.
So that'll bring up third and 5. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, and I mentioned Brady Odom, the only returning starter in his position. Jackson Hoops back as well, played right tackle last year. They've moved him inside to the guard position this year, playing right guard currently.
Third and 5 for Sermon. Near hash mark, empty backfield. Barks out and takes the snap and fires the slant. Incomplete, intended for Arrington. I'll bring up fourth down for the Bears with 51:50 on the clock in this blue gold spring showcase. And there won't be any, there'll be a punt, but not a return here.
Yeah, and it's just one of those plays, don't want to risk any injury out here in the spring game. Punt's typically more of a high injury play. Haven't repped it too much in the spring, especially punt versus punt return. So just going to let him get some reps here at it, though.
Hunter Green, once again, it's going to be exciting to see him grow and really become, you know, the main specialist here on this team. We're going to take a quick break right here on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. You're listening to the Blue Gold Spring Showcase UNC football with Blake and Matt right here. Come back for more and make sure you make your way over here to Nottingham. You have plenty of time to watch this scrimmage this afternoon. Stay with us. Second down and 10, and Tremell Harrell makes a big tackle for the gold team. The defense, they lead it 13-0 with 47 minutes and 14 seconds to go on this running clock here in the spring game, the Blue Gold Spring Showcase. I'm Blake Olson along with Matt Gator, and we're having a ball.
Yeah, and right now defense kind of dominating this one here early.
And you see that, you know, for the most part, you see that in all spring games. And offense, you know, kind of getting used to getting hit in live action, except for the quarterback who was just chased down by Ekibon and also Ryan Capasso.
Looks like we have a flag in the defensive backfield, though.
And there are, we have, Matt and I have counted at least 6 players who are wearing different numbers. So the jerseys that they came out with today didn't really work with the roster, especially on offense. I had mentioned Rantisi. That was actually Keenan Guthrie in the last possession. Really good linebacker. John Lynch's nephew. And looking for big things from him this season. Kai Kadal takes a third down snap from the far hash mark and another whistle. False start looks like on the Bears offense.
Yeah, and the offense still kind of just struggling to get underway. And as you mentioned, that is almost always how it's going to be in the spring game, especially with a new offensive coordinator, new staff. For the defense, it's a lot easier just to go out there and play football. Like, yes, you're going to have your calls. Don't have to follow them. You have to follow them, but a lot easier to learn than learning a whole new offense and getting that set up and installed in just a spring.
Great point. Third down and 14. Now Kuykendall is pressured and he is sacked. At about the 10-yard line, is that Stanton who gets in there again?
I believe it was, waiting for him to turn so we can see that jersey, and it was.
Stanton getting back there and having some fun with the defense, and the defense does lead it 13-0 here in the Blue Gold Spring Showcase. The UNC Spring Game is presented by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. Mark is a huge supporter of UNC Athletics and is all about making this community great. One policy at a time. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. And Hunter Green will take the snap, the punter in the end zone between the hash marks, and it's a high punt, punting the ball very well. And I've already had a couple of boosters text me and say, boy, I hope our offense looks better than this in the fall. And honestly, if you're listening right now and watching the spring game, this is kind of how it goes. You're going to have one or two breakaways from the offense, but the defense is usually at an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think almost every spring game I ever played in, besides when I was at Air Force and they have run the same offense in their entire existence,
yes,
the defense is always going to have the advantage. And throughout spring ball, and even when we come into fall camp, the first few weeks into the first month of fall camp, defense is going to kind of just going to have that advantage. It takes the offense a lot longer to get going, get their entire playbook installed, and really get things flowing and meshing offensively.
From the 42-yard line in between the hash marks, Jacob Sermon and the number one offense right now, minus a few tight ends and some other players who are not playing in this game. We're going to talk about those guys, the standouts and the stars on defense like David Hogue. Ty Arrington resets inside Robinson on the left side. Jacob Sermon takes the snap. He's pressured, dumps it off, and complete to Thiessen, who almost loses his balance, but a nice job by the former Erie Tiger up to the 49-yard line, and that'll bring up second down and one for the offense.
Offense going quick tempo here.
Sermon takes the snap, dumps it off to Ty Arrington at the 50-yard line, and Arrington gets upfield and then tackled out of bounds at about the 33-yard line by Junior Gonzalez.
Yeah, and a gain of about 15 there for Arrington. The offense continuing, trying to work this tempo, get going here quickly.
Here's Sermon from the near hash. Fires it left side, near sideline to Arrington once again, and forced out of bounds by Harrell. Pickup of about maybe a yard?
I think they might have given him 2 yards here on this one.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right here on 103.1, 1310 KFKA. But before we do, let me see if Sermon goes to the end zone here real quick, okay, Matt?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get a touchdown.
Might be good. Oh, they're moving that up a little bit more.
Oh, they are.
4 yards on that first down play.
All right, so it's going to be second down and 6 as we're heading to a break right now, Angel. But I'm going to see he's trying to get the call because our luck, we go to a commercial, and they're going to throw a touchdown here. The offense is going to be celebrating. We'll see what happens here, and they should be snapping it in about, I'd say, 5 seconds. As Thiessen sets up to the right of Sermon, and he takes the snap. Play action, looks over the middle, fires complete to Noah Ford inside the 20 to the 10, and he fumbles it inside the 5 and recovered by the defense. And we're coming back with more on the Blue Gold Spring Showcase after this. Stay with us. Welcome back to Nottingham Field on the campus of the University of Northern Colorado. This is the Blue Gold Spring Showcase. Blake Olson along with former UNC Bear Matt Gator, and the offense is punting it away again, and the defense earns some more points. 23-43 to go here on the running clock in the spring scrimmage. 24-7 is the score, Matt.
Yeah, I know. We just saw a quick three and out there from the two offense against the two defense, and just a bunch of a few great stops there from the defense offense. That two offense especially really unable to get a lot going here offensively.
Saw a nice run by Jacquez Robertson, a guy who has been working so hard in the weight room and at every practice, got some plays, got some action, some PT last year, but love Jacquez.
Yeah, no, he comes in, he's definitely on the smaller side for Division I college running backs, but he, aside from that, he's looks the part. He really kind of transformed his body a year ago coming into last fall, and I think he's going to get a good amount of playing time this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. 22:48 to go. Kuykendall takes the snap, handoff to Wyatt, I believe, and then thrown to the turf by
Keenan Guthrie.
Guthrie, who's wearing number 11 and is actually number 12. So Guthrie makes the play.
It actually looks like it's Peter Costelli out there at quarterback now.
It is Costelli now. Sir, they're wearing the red vest.
Yeah, and his number's faded too, so it makes it a little bit harder to see.
Yep.
But yeah, I can see Sermon and Kuykendall out here standing on the sideline.
So Costelli at quarterback right now in the shotgun, just inside the left hash, working left to right, takes the snap, he's pressured, gets out of it, rolls left, fires, complete, and knocked out of bounds is Garrison, the big tight end, Charles Garrison, 6'5", 245 from Palisades, New York, the younger brother of Henry, who was on the team last year, a defensive lineman.
Yeah, and that was a great throw there from Costelli, rolling to his left, the hardest throw for a right-handed quarterback.
First and 10 now.
Looks like we're going to get a false start here. Offensive line all moving at different times on that one.
You know, Garrison, he's been impressive in the spring as well. I mean, it looks like he has pretty good hands, and he's a big body as well, just like Clemens.
Yeah, no, I think with the two of them, I think we have a really deep tight ends group. So I know we've mentioned it a few times. A lot of different tight end options that we can go to. So we'll be looking forward to that in this fall.
Mangum is the corner on the left side. Noah Mangum.
Matched up Morales. Noah Ford right now.
Yep. Here's Costelli on the far left hash, and the running backs run into each other. A little miscommunication on that one as the receiver comes around to get the jet sweep and runs into Caden Meese. Robinson and Meese run into each other.
Yeah, and just unfortunate there in the backfield between those two. Looks like we do have the starting offensive line out here still right now for the Bears. From left to right real quick, Austin Lawrence at left tackle. Looks like Brady Odom at left guard. Wilson Clark at center. Jackson Hoops moves from right tackle into right guard. And then Carson Oliver right now at the right tackle position.
Second down and 15 for Costelli. And play action looks over the middle and fires Noah Ford. What a catch. And then hit at about the 40-yard line and down at about the 41-yard line, and he was hit hard by Morales, but a great play by Ford.
Yeah, and we're seeing, like I kind of just mentioned, seeing the offense keep a little bit their starters out here a little bit longer, not too many out here any much longer for the defense. See Vincent King, Nick Norris out there on the sidelines really just cheering on their guys. Don't expect to see them in here anymore. The coaches kind of know what they can do, what they can expect from them. Don't want to risk any injuries here in the spring game.
Peter Costelli, the quarterback right now, third on the depth chart, takes the snap and then dumps it off. Incomplete to Caden Meese on the right side, and that'll bring up a fourth down.
You know, an incomplete pass, but that was a great throw there from Costelli. Put that ball in the only spot that Caden Meese would have been able to come down with it. Kept it away from the defense, gave only his guy a chance at it. Still unfortunate there, just unable to hold on to it and make the grab.
It's a tough throw to make, and it's also a tough throw to catch.
Yeah.
It looks easy from up top, but that is not an easy play. As Hunter Green is back to punt it away with 18:53 to go on the running clock here in the spring scrimmage game, the Blue Gold Showcase UNC Bears football. And we have seen Hunter Green get off some really nice punts and kicks as Devin Bale, once again, who has had to have been the most valuable player a couple of times last year in some losses. He was so good, has transferred to Arkansas. So it's Hunter's opportunity this season.
Yeah, and they were really counting on Bale a lot of those times to flip the field position. But so far here today, Hunter perfect on field goals and extra points and doing a good job with some of these punts as well.
Tywan Harris, maybe the guy returning punts this season. We'll see. See what that how that develops. Ryan Hudson, a guy who graduated, a really good leader, returned punts last season and one of the starting corners for the Bears. Will his shoes be big to fill, huge to fill?
Yeah, and I think that's got always a lot of options that you can go with if you don't have one key punt returner, kick returner.
Sure.
Always a lot of guys that you can throw out there and just find someone that can be a playmaker out there, someone make a couple people miss and potentially find a hole.
How about a corner without Hudson? Ryan Hudson.
I think we're going to see a lot of Cam Murray. Saw him last year as well, too. Tywan Harris, Tramell Harrell. A lot of guys that can definitely step up and be playmakers for the defense. And then Jordan Apke as well, played primarily safety last year. Still listed as a safety, but he's almost playing a hybrid position on the defense this year, playing a lot of it's almost a linebacker-safety kind of mix.
Nathaniel Gillis is the right corner now, the transfer from BYU. Kaikendall is the quarterback, a little stretch play action, then fires near sideline, incomplete, throws it out of bounds from the left hash on first down.
I think that might have been some miscommunication there. It looked Horton like being stopped running his route because there was only defense where that ball was thrown. Fortunately for Kaikendall, no one able to come down with it for the defense.
It's hard to say that this has been productive if you're a fan watching, but I think this has been a really good spring game. I do. Guys are flying around. They're seeing what some of these players can do, get it on film, and work from there. Second down and 10 now, 16-20 to go with Kaikendall in the shotgun. Hands off, left side, trying to get upfield is Hornbeek. Jordan Hornbeek from California, hard-nosed running back. He is physical.
Yeah, no, that was a good run there by him. And I think something, too, to focus on is a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on the spring game, but in my opinion, yes, it is a game and you want to come into it with that attitude. It's just one of the 15 practices, though, that they have in the spring. What is more important is the 14 practices leading up to the spring game and evaluating your guys throughout that month of practices that you have. Obviously, you want to come out and show out in the spring game, but if you have a bad showing, that's not the end of the world if you had a great 14 practices prior to that.
Excellent point. Kaikendall now in the shotgun play action and fires and then batted down by Stanton, who gets up in the air. He's having a big day.
I actually think that was Ryan Capasso.
That was Capasso.
There, yeah, coming off the defensive line.
Capasso, the star from Broomfield, man, just exactly what you want on that defensive line. I apologize to him because 59 has been Capasso the whole time. So, nice job by Capasso. He looks like he's put on 10 pounds of muscle. Still strong and fast and very aggressive. Gets his hand up and bats down the pass.
Yeah, and he adds a lot of depth as well to this defensive line group.
Here's Hunter Green's punt. This is a low one. Gets a good bounce and a good roll inside the 40 to the 36-yard line. And then down by Robinson. So 14:35 to go. We're going to take a quick break here from the Blue Gold Spring Showcase, the spring game, presented to you by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. When we return, we'll have more offense and more of the UNC defense. As Matt Gaider has brought up some great points today, the former UNC Bear offensive lineman, up here in the booth with me, Blake Olson. Thanks a lot for listening. We're coming back in a few minutes with more action. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Nottingham Field. The quarterback is Peter Castelli. He's in the shotgun for from the 45-yard line of the offense. UNC Bears defense trying to hold them here on first and 10. And Stewart, left side, right up the middle, picks up about 4 yards. While you were away and we were away, there's a touchdown here and some big offensive plays.
Yeah, we saw Noah Ford get things started, gain like 20, 30-ish yards. Wilson Clark, the center, their lead blocking for him. Then we saw Christian Arrington come down with a big reception, and then finishing things out with Jamari Robinson making a play and then finishing it out, running into the end zone. Had some lead blockers as well. So got really three big plays on that one to set up the touchdown by the Bears.
So it's 30-14 right now. The defense leads the offense. Just over 8 minutes to play. Castelli over the middle on first down pass and catch to Gardman, the Pomona Panther, the freshman, with the catch to move the chains.
Yeah, good play there by Gartman as he was being tackled right as he came down with that one, able to hold on to that one.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line of the defense. Castelli has time after he takes the snap and goes deep along the far sideline and overthrows Cureton, who was open.
Yeah, Cureton did a great job beating his man off the line. And just unfortunate overthrow there from Costelli. Would have been a walk-in touchdown if he could have come down with it.
Boy, he was wide open, had an opportunity right there with 7:20 to go. And I think that may be Angle King on that left corner spot.
I think you're correct, yeah.
From Longmont High School, outstanding football player and wrestler. He and his brother both great athletes and wrestlers. A little bootleg here. Castelli complete to Gartman and then thrown out of bounds. Harrell there to make the play at about the 38-yard line near sideline.
Bears do pick up 6 yards, though, it looks like, on that reception from Gartman. And Gartman, a good job staying inbounds, fighting for extra yard or two there.
6:42 to go. The defense leads it 30-14. Third down and 4. For Castelli, and the offense with David Afari, the running back, in the backfield, along with Stewart now. So you have Stewart and Afari, two receivers to the right from the left hash mark, and a receiver split out to the left. Now David Afari goes in motion to the right. Castelli fires on the slant to his receiver, Gartman, and short of the first down, picks up about 3.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see the Bears offense go for this one here, being fourth and only one. We've seen them go for it quite a few times, and even if this is just kind of that weird spot on the field, be a pretty long field goal here for Hunter Green. Too close, though, to be punting it into your own end zone. So this is where a lot of the times in college football you're going to see teams go for this.
Hey, it's a scrimmage. Come on, go for it. Here we go. 5:41 to play as Coach Ed Lamb calls a timeout. This is a good opportunity in this situation to kind of talk with your team and make it a game-like circumstance. So we're going to take a quick timeout as well. And since we do have a timeout on the field, you're listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Nottingham Field. The quarterback is Peter Castelli. He's in the shotgun from the 45-yard line of the offense. UNC Bears defense trying to hold him here on first and 10. And Stewart, left side, right up the middle, picks up about 4 yards. While you were away and we were away, there's a touchdown here and some big offensive plays.
Yeah, we saw Noah Ford get things started, gain like 20, 30-ish yards. Wilson Clark, the center, their lead blocking for him. Then we saw Christian Arrington come down with a big reception and then finishing things out with Jamari Robinson making a play and then finishing it out, running into the end zone. Had some lead blockers as well. So got really three big plays on that one to set up the touchdown by the Bears.
So it's 30-14 right now. The defense leads the offense. Just over 8 minutes to play. Castelli over the middle on first down pass and catch to Gardman, the Pomona Panther, the freshman, with the catch to move the chains.
Yeah, good play there by Gartman as he was being tackled right as he came down with that one, able to hold on to that one.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line of the defense. Castelli has time after he takes the snap. It goes deep along the far sideline and overthrows Cureton, who was open.
Yeah, Cureton did a great job beating his man off the line, and just unfortunate overthrow there from Castelli. Would have been a walk-in touchdown if he could have come down with it.
Boy, he was wide open, had an opportunity right there with 7:20 to go. And I think that may be Angle King on that left corner spot.
I think you're correct, yeah.
From Longmont High School, outstanding football player and wrestler. He and his brother, both great athletes and wrestlers. A little bootleg here. Castelli, complete to Gartman, and then thrown out of bounds. Harrell there to make the play at about the 38-yard line near sideline.
Bears do pick up 6 yards, though, it looks like, on that reception from Gartman. And Gartman, a good job staying inbounds, fighting for extra yard or two there.
6:42 to go. The defense leads it 30-14. Third down and 4 for Castelli. And the offense with David Afari, the running back, in the backfield, along with Stewart now. So you have Stewart and Afari, two receivers to the right from the left hash mark, and a receiver split out to the left. Now David Afari goes in motion to the right. Castelli fires on the slant to his receiver, Gartman, and short of the first down, picks up about 3.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see the Bears offense go for this one here, being fourth and only one. We've seen them go for it quite a few times, and even if this is just kind of that weird spot on the field, be a pretty long field goal here for Hunter Green. Too close, though, to be punting it into your own end zone. So this is where a lot of the times in college football you're going to see teams go for this.
Hey, it's a scrimmage. Come on, go for it. Here we go. 5:41 to play as Coach Ed Lamb calls a timeout. This is a good opportunity in this situation to kind of talk with your team and make it a game-like circumstance. So we're going to take a quick timeout as well. And since we do have a timeout on the field, you're listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Stay with us. Welcome back to Nottingham Field. Got an interesting scrimmage going on here at UNC on the campus of Northern Colorado. Makai Johnson just made a couple of big plays on defense as Castelli goes to the end zone and incomplete. 3:35 to go here in this scrimmage in the Blue Gold Spring Showcase. 30-14, the defense leads.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a flag here on the offense. Had it in 2nd and 7 on about their own, or on the defense's, 12-yard line, bumping them back now to the 27-yard line of the defense.
Peter Castelli, once again the quarterback, 3rd on the depth chart, throwing the ball really well. Sermon and Kaikadal on the sideline, and this offense trying to score once again after Robinson found the end zone about 5 or 10 minutes ago. So now the coaches are on the field behind the offense, getting a good look at these guys. And Castelli, along with Caden Meese in the backfield, takes the snap now from the 27-yard line. Deep! Touchdown! Offense! And Garrison with the catch, the big tight end for the offense to cut the lead 30-20.
Yeah, and that was a good throw there by Costelli, just getting it over the defensive back's head with the tall receiver in Charlie Garrison, able to get that one in there for the touchdown. And I think we're going to see this Bears offense go for two here, try to cut it down to an 8-point lead and see if they can't maybe drive down the field, get a 2-minute situation here to end out this spring game, try and get some excitement here in Nottingham Stadium.
Now, give the fans a feel right now, Matt. When you're a player, you're a student athlete, and you're on offense or in defense, hey, this means a lot to you. You're going to see these guys in the locker room after this scrimmage, and you want a little bragging rights, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Both, you are on the same team, obviously, but both of these teams want to come out with a win and be able to, yeah, kind of chirp at each other in the locker room, have the bragging rights.
That's right.
And I think that might be it, for the spring game. Looks like Coach Lame's bringing them both up.
It does look like it. Looks like they're going to wrap it up right here.
And things on a high note.
Yeah, why not? The defense looked great early in the scrimmage and for about maybe 65, 70% of the scrimmage. But then the offense was able to turn the switch, flip the switch, and make some big plays. And I think they entertained the crowd and didn't increase the risk of a lot of these players, need healthy players. And the defense wins it 30-21 here in the Blue Gold Spring Showcase.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think that might be one of the most important takeaways from this game, is it doesn't look like there were really any major injuries or any injuries at all that I noticed. And that's always good when you can come away from a spring game injury-free for the most part.
Yeah, I agree. We haven't talked about guys like Dustin Johnson a lot. We mentioned that he's not in uniform, but the defense is going to look a lot different with guys like that in uniform, with David Hogue in uniform, and then on offense, same can be said for a lot of the offensive players as well.
Yeah, and I think this is a defense that we saw have a really good year 2 years ago and last year as well. And I think if we can get a lot of these guys back healthy, I think the sky's the limit for them defensively.
Right now, Coach Lamb is addressing his team and talking about it, you know, what they're expecting from these players the rest of the way and what he saw this afternoon here at Nottingham Field. You know, one of the things he brought up about a week ago that I thought was outstanding, he's asking these guys to, you know, step up to another level as far as off the field character and integrity. And it's not good enough to him to say, hey, let's not drink and drive and let's not make poor decisions. Let's do the right thing. How about while we're playing football and we're in school, let's not drink at all. Let's not put ourselves in that situation. And there's an old saying that says nothing good happens after midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock if you're my parents, you know. And I think he's sending the right message to these guys that they represent the university and the football program, and they're going to have a lot of success.
Yeah, no, and I think he's really just trying to tell them, take care of your bodies. If you can take care of your body, that's really going to give you an upper edge. Because being a college athlete, obviously you're going to have those opportunities to go and do things off the field that everyone else is going to be doing. But if you can kind of limit that stuff and cut that out of your life and focus on academics and focus on your sport, it's really going to give you that upper edge against a lot of the teams you're going to be competing against.
Yes, in a day and age when that's all we look at is how we can have that edge and take advantage of something that maybe your opponent is not doing. It's a beautiful thing as we look at Nick Norris, one of the leaders on defense and on this team from Fort Morgan High School. He is turning in to be a great college football player. He's celebrating with one of the fans down there, a young man who they kind of honored, looks like, after practice.
Yeah, and that's a young man there. Had a chance to talk with Eddie Gonzalez, who has special needs down there, and I know Nick Norris and Vincent King kind of took him in under their wing last week and had a photo shoot with him, and so that was them down there putting a jersey on his back. So just a cool moment down there between him and the rest of the football team here at UNC.
I'll tell you what, a really good crowd on hand today. Kudos to the Bears fans and Northern Colorado football fans as we see them here, and I believe we have head coach Ed Lamb on the line right now. He's down on the field, and he's going to join us right now after he talked with his team, and they had a little fun this afternoon and worked hard. Coach, I'll tell you what, for your first spring game. I thought it was a success. How about you? How did you feel the game went?
Oh, yeah. I'm really pleased. The things I'm looking for are probably going to be a little bit different than the things a fan would come out here looking for. I'm looking for competition. I'm looking through, you know, fighting through adversity. I'm looking for when bad things happen, and we had a turnover today on a fumble, didn't have very good ball security. I'm looking for whether or not we're going to start pointing the finger, whether we're going to be yelling at guys. I'm talking coaches and teammates included, and what I saw instead was encouragement the whole way through through the ups and downs of the scrimmage offensively and defensively. I thought we pulled together at each moment, and I thought there was a really nice resiliency by the offense. You know, the other thing was we had guest coaches today calling the plays. That's a little easier to do on defense when you have like six or seven calls than when you have 50 calls on offense. And that was, you know, a watered down play call sheet. So, you know, we started off a little slower on offense, but the point was we had some alumni get involved, have a good time interacting with the players, and they were calling plays early in that. And then as the offense found their rhythm a little bit in the second half, I thought we had a nice back and forth between offense and defense at a competitive day.
Hey, Coach, Matt Gator here. Saw you earlier down there in the press box, able to have a chance to talk with some of the alumni. What's it like just being able to interact with them and try and get the interest back in to UNC football up here in Greeley?
Yeah, well, you know, what's really cool is, you know, they've been willing to jump on board. And to be very honest, I've got a sense that they did that for, you know, for Coach Collins and for Coach McCaffrey. I mean, you know, coaching is a tough business. We get too much credit. We get too much blame. And I think there's a proud alumni here that whoever is the head coach, they're gonna pour that initial trust in. They're gonna take that leap of faith. They're gonna get behind whoever's here. And you know, I happen to be the one that's blessed right now to be here. I'm doing my best to get out and meet them and express my gratitude for their support. And then in the end, it's going to be about earning the continued support and trying to live up to the standards that have been set here at UNC. And this place, you know, it's a place that was built on gaining national prominence, and albeit at the Division II level. And I think the pieces are in place, and the university has the capacity to be nationally prominent at the Division I level. So I've clearly stated that's our goal, that's our objective, and I believe we can do it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then one more question for me. Can you talk a little bit on that moment we just saw there between Nick Norris putting that jersey on that kid's back at the end of that huddle there between your team?
Yeah, we're having a no-limits camp this summer, and we're gonna do it for one day this summer later on June 22nd. That's, you know, all comers, so all abilities and all genders. We want to meet people that would like to be exposed to football on their level and whatever's capable. And you know that I've got a special needs son, and he'll be out there. And Caleb Couch was actually the first one to register for our camp. And so he found out about it early. You know, his parents are involved in that inclusive community. And so I met them and talked to them about the camp. And he was the first one to sign up. And so we just thought that we would kind of honor him as our first sign up for the No Limits camp, and all of our players were able to sign a jersey and present it to him, and looked like Caleb had a lot of fun in that moment.
Coach, one more question. How many players, new faces, do you expect to see when summer work begins here coming up after graduation and all those things occur? How many new faces will we see on this team?
I think we've got some targeted needs at, we expect to look at some transfer receivers, and linebackers for depth purposes. I feel good about the guys we have here. I feel good about our ability to compete. I've said it from day one. We are not going to, you know, this isn't going to be a magical fix through the transfer portal, but I also think that we do need some more immediate depth. I feel great about our incoming freshman class and their long-term future, but, you know, to expect any freshman to come in and compete at the Big Sky level in their freshman year, I think is foolish, and also a sign that, you know, we don't have very much very high expectations for the guys that are currently on the roster. So we're not really expecting that from our freshmen. We're going to have a patient, long-term developmental approach with our initial freshman class and every freshman class. So I think at those two positions in particular, maybe at the offensive line position, we might be looking for one guy at that spot. And really, again, it's about coming in and helping us establish depth.
Coach, thank you so much. Great job. I had a ball. You guys look great. And, you know what? I forgot. Are we wearing these blue uniforms at home? Are these the jerseys that we will see in the fall?
You know, it's a fair question. I don't know anything about the uniform. It is not an area that I put any of my, you know, I got a limited amount of resources, brain power wise, and that's the last thing that I worry about. Whatever, you know, Sean's our equipment man, Eddie's our director of football operations. We've got marketing staff. We've got sports information directors. I mean, they're all going to be more in charge of what the uniform is before I ever get a say in it, and that's fine by me.
Sounds fair to me, Coach. Great job. We appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Ed Lamb in his first spring game here at UNC with the UNC Bears, Northern Colorado football on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The defense wins it, quote-unquote wins it, 30-21. But I thought he made some great points there. I think it was productive. It was a good afternoon. Great to see the boosters. And also, we forgot to mention, I did, who was calling plays early on, a few of those plays.
Yeah, no, definitely did not have the head coach, or excuse me, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator calling the plays like you might normally see. So I think that was great insight there from Coach Lamb explaining it's going to take the offense a little bit longer to get set up, especially in a format like that, and kind of limited their playbook with someone else calling the plays. But a great environment, though, here at Nottingham Field for the spring game, getting alums back into it.
Well, I do feel some excitement. I do. And you should be encouraged, I think, if you're a booster or you're a fan or you just love college football in this area. It's going to be fun to come over here to Nottingham and watch these guys, as we did take stats for this game. And congratulations to the stat department and the sports information department for coming up with the final stats for a spring game. But I thought Jacob Sermon looked good. He threw for 357 yards, and that would be for all three quarterbacks, I'm assuming. And
I think that might have been a little bit messed up there, because it's listed somewhere else on the sheet as well as him having 135 passing yards. I think that likely sounds more accurate. Peter Costelli with 99 passing yards.
Yes, and he threw the ball very well, as did Kuykendall. Costelli has an arm.
Yeah, he does.
He really does. If he has time back in that pocket, he can sling it. So Costelli and Sermon and Kuykendall were your quarterbacks today, and they threw for over 350 yards. Ty Arrington had a good game with evidently over 150 yards receiving. Noah Ford, 108 yards receiving. But I didn't see Helbig out there at all. I don't think he played in this one. So some of these stats are a little off, but I appreciate the sports information department and everything that they do here at UNC. I'm encouraged about what I see, and you see the parents and family members out here. There are a lot of players who did not play in this game that we're going to be calling their names in the fall, and that's exciting. A guy like Alec Pell, who we really haven't talked about at tight end, that room is loaded, as we saw Helbig walking off with his uniform, didn't play. But Alec Pell, man, he made so many big plays last year. He's a good receiver and blocker, but a playmaker.
Yeah, no, I think we have a great tight ends room. Can definitely be something to look forward to. Yeah, Alec Pell, Kyle Helbig, Fisher Clemens, we saw make some big plays. Charlie Garrison at the touchdown, and then Mitch Lewis as well. Really, all of those guys are guys that I feel like you can rely on in this upcoming fall. It's five good tight ends, so that provides a lot of depth, too, at the tight end position. And that's one of those times, too, where you can put in a bunch of funky formations, potentially get three tight ends, four tight ends into the game.
Sure.
And try to make something happen with them.
And I think along with the tight ends, Jamari Robinson, as you mentioned, he has made some big plays in the spring during practice. And once again, look pretty good today, along with Haggerty, who had a huge catch in the end zone. on the far corner end zone, southeast corner, and a beautiful throw and catch, and that's what fans are looking for. I think you're going to see a lot of that.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of receivers that can come down and definitely make those plays. And something I want to talk about as well is Jacob Sermon, who's going into his final year of eligibility, but this is really the first time that he's going into a season projected to be the starter on a team. And so yeah, he's been around college football for a while, played at Washington first, then moved over to Central Michigan. Now he's at UNC. But this is really his first year going into the season knowing that he's supposed to be that guy getting the starting role. And so I'm looking for him to have a good or had a good spring, looking for him to have a good summer, and then moving into fall camp and just continuing to progress and being that guy out there on the field for the Bears.
Boy, that's a great point, because he has had to be so patient.
Yep.
He is steady. He's intelligent. He's also a guy that likes to have fun. I mean, he'll joke around with the guys, but I love how he handles himself off the field. You can walk out to the practice field almost every day and seems like he has his two dogs out there throwing the tennis ball to him. A really good personality and a type of guy that you want help leading your football team at quarterback. And you bring up a good point in the fact that as a transfer from Central Michigan, he has seen it all. He's seen the travel. He has seen the practices, the off-season workouts, the weight room, and it can't be easy to stand on the sidelines thinking, hey, you know what, I should be starting. Every one of these players feels like they should be starting or playing significant minutes,
yep.
And you have to.
Yeah.
You have to as a football player, right?
Yeah, you kind of, especially when you're the backup quarterback, we saw it a lot last year, you have to have the mentality and the attitude of, I think I should be the one starting, but also supporting the guy that is in the starting role and not being a distraction off the field. And I think that's what we saw from him last year, as he was backing up Dylan McCaffrey for a majority of the year. Did see him play a decent amount and saw him get a few starts in there as well with some injuries to McCaffrey, and did well in those starts. And that's kind of where we saw him be a playmaker and someone that can definitely step into the starting role and I think have a lot of success for UNC this upcoming fall.
Yeah, and I'm not saying at all that he was saying that.
No,
I'm saying from a general standpoint, and I know you didn't take it that way, but most backup quarterbacks, they better believe that they can start,
yep.
And they should be playing, and that goes for every position. So I think the takeaways for me, Robinson, I think, is the real deal. I think he'll make big plays. Ty Arrington is an outstanding receiver. Blake Haggerty is on his way up. The tight ends look strong. The linebackers with Tama Tuatelli in the regular season, I mean, they're going to be in good shape. Vincent King makes big plays in this spring game once again. Capasso is ready to hit people and get after it. So there are a lot of great things in this game. We didn't talk about Jordan Napke, who's one of the leaders. It's going to be great having he and Johnson back there along with Murray. And we'll see on the corners what happens with Tyzell Lewis and Harris. But I really do feel like there's a good core.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the biggest takeaways for me is just this defense. And we really only saw the main starting defense out there for probably the first drive. And then a lot of them were in there here and there. But I think they just have so much depth on the defensive side of the ball that we can really expect good things here from this defense for UNC.
Absolutely. The UNC Spring Game presented by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. Mark is a huge supporter of UNC Athletics and all about making this community great. One policy at a time. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Matt Gaeter, great job once again. Glad to have you in the booth, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Can't wait to go, and we'll be covering UNC football. Hey, I'll have the highlights tomorrow on my Twitter page, at BlakeOlson1. I'll do that tomorrow. Thanks to John Holston's real estate team for making that happen, and thanks to Angel Padilla and everyone.